I thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Lord, that we, Lord, each one of us, to God, Lord, that we surrender, hallelujah, to you as King. God, above everything else, God, Lord. Lord, our feelings, God, Lord, our flesh, God, Lord, that we surrender to you, God. We lay it before you, our lives. Be King, God, of all of our lives. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Bless his name. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, guys. Awesome. Amen. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. He is good. He is good. Hallelujah. That's not always easy, surrendering to that place. Come on, amen. As much as we think, we've been talking about this last Saturday night. We talked about faith, but God wants us to come to a place of trust. And that's a growth. That is a greater level of trust. It's a greater level of faith is trust. Amen. We talked about that. We expressed that. And it is surrendering and coming to that place. In the Bible, you could look. I talked to you about that, how that you could look and see how many times the word trust comes up, and it'll just really blow you away. But we're going to open here. I just want to kind of just declare some things that we already spoke of Saturday, but kind of there's one area that I didn't get to get into, and I really feel that this is the one thing that causes our trust to be delayed. Amen? And our growth with God and our faith to go forward. And it's Romans 15:13. I want to read this first. And it says, now the God of hope fill you with joy and peace. And I just really been just, sometimes this is like, you know how a cow just chews on its cud? You know, it kind of brings it up and chews. It's gross, but it chews up. That's what to do with the Word of God. That's what meditate on the Word means. It means to bring it back up, to chew on it, to digest it. Because there's other things that will try to steal that Word from you, but you're going to bring it back up again. Amen? Continue to chew that Word and let it begin to be digested within us. But here it says, believing that you are that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. Now, this is the Word. The Word is hope, and it means expectation. And I want you to know that we're supposed to live in expectation. To know that it might look this way today, but He's the God of now, that God can change it like this. Come on, amen? He is the God of expectation. He's the God that we need to live with expectation for God to know that God can do anything. Amen? We need to walk with that. Just think about the disciples when they walk with Jesus. Every moment can change. I mean, they had expectation. He could change. I talked about how that Jesus, He didn't need something to, like, He didn't need, He had water. So He turned it into wine. 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Boom. He needed to feed a multitude. He didn't let what He had determine what was going to be done. Amen? He had expectation to know that God, He's God. He's the Father. Nothing can be held back. It can change today. Whatever circumstance, whatever situation, it can change like this. So we live with expectation that it'll abound with us. It'll increase within us. Because why? We have the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God is within me. So we need to live with expectation, 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 expecting to know that God can. Right now, today. That's what I want to live with, that expectation and to continue to walk. But Jesus lived with that expectation. And I just, there's a couple things that faith is a belief system. It is our belief system. It's the basic ingredient to begin a relationship with God. It's faith. Amen? That He gives us a grain of mustard seed, that you just have that little bit of faith to believe in Him. Amen? Now, we're not at the place of trust sometimes that you begin to grow into that thing. Because here's what I mean. Everybody's going to face a place where you got to trust God. That you got to get beyond yourself and trust God. How's this going to happen? That is what I'm talking about with trust. You can have faith, know that God can do this, but no, staying in the place of trust and determining there. It's not movable. It's not shakable. Come on, amen. Doubt is movable. But trust isn't. It never moves. It stays. It's sturdy. It doesn't move. Amen? So it doesn't waver. But trust is action. One thing that we believe in God, that another two entirely trust Him blindly in Him. That's what's hard. Completely trusting in God is something that every one of us have to face one time or another. Trust is a form of reliance on the character and integrity of that person. Amen? It's the integrity of Him. See, this is where trust comes into. To know that God can't lie. He never changes. He is who He says He is. And my very being has expectation, knowing that God can do whatever He says He can do. And that's learning to trust. That's a place where we learn to live in. I want to live in that place of trust. Living in that place. Amen? That's where He wants us to be. Let's look at Psalm 62:5. I just have two scriptures in Psalms, one in Proverbs, and just a couple other ones here that I just want to touch base with, because I feel like we just need to get this in our growth with God. Amen? My soul, wait thou only upon God. For my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. See, having trust means that I will not be moved. It's a place that you begin to learn to live in. David came a long ways to get to that place. Come on, after being declared to be king and running for his life for many years. Losing family members, losing all this different stuff. He had to come to a place to trust in God. But this is a scripture that declares that he learned this. And he says, in God is my salvation, in my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust, there it is, in Him at all times. You people pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Think about that. Amen? We need to trust. But He's the God of expectation. I just want that to be in your spirit. He is a God of expectation. That we live in that place of expectation. That you wake up with knowing that this can change today. Amen? Whatever it is. Psalms 37. 37:3-5. I'm actually going to jump up here. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity. For thou shalt soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green. Listen, here's what he's saying. Don't worry about other people that do you wrong. Let God take care of it. Tell someone, let God take care of it. That's letting God fight your battles for you. Now that's trust. Come on, that's learning to trust God. Is you let God fight your battles. Amen? And what I mean by that, it doesn't mean that you're just fighting it. It means that sometimes emotionally you're letting it wreck you. We need to get to a place where we learn not to let it wreck us. Come on, amen? That we trust God. God, Lord, I'm not going to let this overwhelm me. I'm not going to let this take hold of me, God. I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to put it in your hands. How many times have I stepped in front of God when God says, I got this? But I've stepped in front with my own strength, my own trying to trust myself, doing my own way. And God stood back and said, couldn't do anything because I was in front. And he's saying, Chris, come on, just wait a minute. I got this. Amen. He says, trust. There it is. In the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land and verily thou shalt be fed. Trust in the land and thou shalt dwell. He's saying, listen, you need to dwell in a place of trust. Dwell there. Don't move. Dwell there. Stay in the place of trust. Now, I'm getting to a point because I want us to see, because this is the thing that we do. We move out of that place of trust. We move out of it with our own strength and ability, but He's telling us to dwell there. Sometimes we wonder, with our walk with God, we wonder, sometimes you get stagnant. We have to take a temperature and say, am I dwelling where God told me to dwell? Or am I stepping outside of it? Because when I step outside of it, here's what He says. If you dwell there, guess what happened? He says, you shall be fed. You'll be fed if you dwell in that place of trust. But when you step out of that place, sometimes you'll find yourself empty or looking for something else. But He says, listen, I'll feed you. Just stay there. And He says, delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of your heart. God desires to give you your desires. Not just wants, but desires. Desires, not just needs, but desires. That thing that's in your heart. He says, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust always in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. I love that. I wrote that down. Let God bring it. Come on, there's been times I've prayed, God, Lord, I need you to bring it, God. I need you to bring it, God. I need you to bring it in this situation, God. I need you to bring your peace right now, God, to me. I need you to bring your joy to me, God. I need you to bring, God, Lord, your favor in my life, God. I need you to bring it. He said, bring it. Come on, tell someone, bring it. He said, bring it. Don't leave there, and God will bring it. If we let Him do that, we have expectation to know that God can bring it. And it says, and He shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord. Wait patiently for Him. Don't fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of men who bringeth wickedness to pass. But trust in God. Amen? Trust in God. I talked to Matthew 8. I'm just going to give you this scripture real quick. You okay? Matthew 8:26. And we said this the other night, but I just kept thinking about this because he says, and there was waves. Say waves. And I want you to catch this and understand that this is what gets us to move outside of trust. It knocks us off. You know what waves are? Waves are you can get caught in the riptide of a wave. I don't know if you've ever done that, but I have. And not paying attention sometimes in the ocean, and all of a sudden you find yourself way down the beach because of the current would pull you down there, and you don't even realize it. But prophetically, waves, in this sense, speak of something that is hidden underneath. I wrote this down. Hidden emotions and secrets. Undercurrents. Restlessness. So I want you to see here that Jesus was dealing. He's the God of expectation. All of a sudden, these waves come. And I want you to think about the disciples. There were some hidden emotions that were trapped within them that Jesus was going to loose. I want you to know that God's always concerned about your current condition. And He's working out of you, come on, what shouldn't be there. And sometimes there's undertows. Sometimes there's hidden emotions that we don't let everybody see, but God knows them. God knows those things that can pull you away from Him, where what has caused you not to trust Him in the past, and God will expose them. So that you can walk on water. So that you can overcome. That's what God does. So He says this, and this is why He said this. And he says, and Jesus was asleep. There was no restlessness in Jesus. There was no hidden emotions within Him. There was no undercurrent. He was at rest. He was trusting the Father. I want to be there. Amen? He says, and behold, there arose a great tempest, and as much, he says, and they covered us, they were drowning us. He says, but he was asleep. And his disciples came to him and awoke him. He says, we're going to perish. And Jesus says, why are you fearful, O ye of little faith? Now, this is what I meant when I said that, burst of faith. Jesus was dealing with me. He says, you have bursts of faith. Pockets of faith. Don't we sometimes, come on, don't we sometimes that you're in church and man, there's moments you feel the Spirit blowing through you. You feel the wind of God behind your back. And then you walk out Saturday night or you walk Sunday morning or Monday afternoon and all hell breaks loose. Come on, all hell breaks loose. Come on, amen. I want you to hear this. I want you to know this, that everything it comes after you at that moment. I want you to know at that moment, I want you to anchor yourself. Come on, amen. Because don't let that thing determine. I want you to say, this is, I serve a God of expectation. Come on, amen. And know that God, even at this moment, when sometimes there's a, when you're about ready to crest through a threshold, there's always confrontation at that threshold. When you're about ready to break through, come on, every time I've been at a place to break through and I'm about ready to break through that door, the enemy will always send his best to get you, to keep you from going through. Because he don't want you to trust God, amen? He don't want you to be in that place of confidence to know and have expectation in God. He wants you to find yourself weary, weak, and thirsty, and empty. So Jesus confronted me. He says, listen, I know you have bursts of faith, but I want you to live in trust. I want you to walk in trust. Amen. That you might be on the waters, but I want you to have trust and be anchored. Be anchored in Him and know who's with you. Amen. He says, the waves are hidden emotions, secrets, things sometimes we hold down. David even said this, that David said in Psalms 22. Let me read that real quick. Second Samuel, sorry. Psalms 22. Sorry. I'm going to give this to you. See if I can find it. Oh, yeah. He says, I call the Lord who is worthy to be praised. I shall be saved from my enemies. When the waves of death... Now listen... come past me, the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, and the snares of death prevented me. They were like cords holding on to me. Now listen, he was talking about his doubt. He says, having waves of oppression come against me to make me think God's not for me, or this isn't working, and it overwhelms me. He says, those are waves of death. Hidden emotions that God's trying to pull out of me, that I can trust Him, that I can know Your God, hallelujah. I love You, God, and I know You love me, God. You are for me and not against me. God wants you to be so determined, so strong in that midst, that you know without a shadow of a doubt. I want you to know that is a reflection of heaven. Come on, amen. That's a reflection coming off of you, that those around you will see that kind of trust. And they'll be moved by it. Amen. He says, they'll be moved by it. So let's look at James 1:2. And this is the scripture that I wondered where I got this from. Come on, big finish here, guys. You've got to really get a pull from me. I told you I wasn't going to be right now. James 1:2. I love this. This is Jesus' brother. And actually, this is just a note that this is probably one of the first books, New Testament books written, was by James. It's thrown in the back, but he's the one that spoke, wrote it down first. He was determined. He was the first one to say, and this is the first one too to say, he's a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ. He called him Lord Jesus Christ. And he says, my brethren, count it all joy. We all hate that when you go through diverse temptations. He says, listen, here's what he's saying. Count it all joy because we serve a God of expectation. And the thing that you're going through is going to cause you to trust God. So give God joy for that. Not that you're saying, well, thank you, God, for bringing this misery into my life. But knowing, having expectation is what I'm saying. Is to know the outcome. Come on. Is having joy in the outcome. Come on, amen. Get this. Having joy in the outcome. Amen. Not in the misery, but having joy in the outcome of it. Amen. Come on. That's the key thing. Is that you're going to have joy in the outcome. That in the midst of this thing, I'm going to have expectation to know that God's got this. And he says, and when they fall to die for temptation, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, it works for you. So he's saying, listen. So when you go, count it joy because it's working for you. Tell someone it's working for you. What's working for you? God is working for you. He'll bring it to pass. It's working patience in you. It's causing you to trust in God. And he says, but let patience have a perfect work, that you may be perfect, entire, wanting nothing. Wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth men liberally and upbraideth not. He says, and it shall be given to him. But let him ask in faith. This is the point I want to get to tonight. Remember, we talked about waves. This is where we struggle. And he says, let him ask in faith. Nothing wavering. Not wavering. He says, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind, tossed. For let not man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Because a double-minded man is unstable in his ways. Double-minded. I trust God. I don't trust God. Unstable in your ways. You're knocked to and fro. He wants you to be able to stand. He wants you to be anchored to the depth of your core. Amen? Trusting and knowing who He is. Not having double-mindedness. Not seeing it one way and seeing it another. Remember, we talked about this. Remember Elisha? He says, Elisha seen the way it was in the heavenlies. He seen they were surrounded by all these. And he said, God, cause him to see what I see. Cause him to see. Hallelujah. Let him see it your way, God, with expectation to know you're in charge. See, that's powerful. I want you to get that. To know not to be double-minded. I don't want to be double-minded. I don't want to be double-thinking, thinking two things in one thing. And one day you're this and one day you're that. Amen? But I want to walk in the fullness of it. The one thing that God can do that we can do that God can't do, you know what it is? Is double-mindedness. There's no shadow within Him. That means this. That means that one minute I could be the glorious person to somebody, and the next minute, be rotten to the core. Say the worst thing because something hits you, you're knocked by a wave, and that hidden emotion comes up out of you. See, God wants us not to be in that place, but to be a place that we're stable, sturdy, strong. Amen? He says, am I making sense? Okay. He says, let me look at James 4:7. James 4:7, he says, let me read down here. Do you think that the scripture, this is in 5, he says, saith vain, the spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy. See, there's a battle, double-mindedness. But he giveth more grace, wherefore he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble, to those that are humble. I want to say, God, I'm going to trust in you. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and what will we do? He will flee. Draw nigh to God, and he'll draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners. Purify your hearts, you double-minded. See, he says, he deals with it. He says, double-minded. That's the biggest thing. Bursts of faith. Come on, amen. Bursts of faith. He wants us to live and let trust be our anchor. If you could look up Ephesians, this part of the Bible is tore out of them. Must have got excited because it's gone. So Ephesians 4:13. This is my last scripture. Till we come in the unity of faith. The unity of faith. Not just one with one another, but the unity of faith with God. Come on, amen. I want you to hear this. Being in oneness. Jesus' prayer that they would be one with the Father. He says, and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto a measure of stature of the fullness of Christ. That we, henceforth, be no more children, tossed to and fro, carried about by every wind and every doctrine, by every sleight of men, cunning craftiness, whereby they lie to wait to deceive. Listen, I want you to know that the enemy will use people to distract you from trusting God. He will use people to cause you to be unstable. But trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding, but acknowledge God in all your ways. You might not make sense of it, but trust in the Lord. That you come to a place that you're not longer tossed to and fro by every wind, everything that comes in, out, but you're stable. Come on. That you're faithful. Come on, amen. That you're unmovable. Amen. I want you to know that that's what people begin to run into. God wants you to be at that place so that others will see it and run into it. For shelter. Because He said God is a refuge. Come on, amen. That we be like Him, amen. That we be a refuge. Because why? We stand upon Him. We're unmovable. We're unshakable in our trust with God. And it'll cause others to come to us. Next, He says, and be, but speaking the truth in love, that we may grow up in Him in all things. Which is the head, even Christ. That we would grow up. Next verse, I think, is it? No, that's good. That we would grow up. That we would be mature. So I want you to hear this and know this. Listen, God's working on us. He's working on us. So that the more that we trust Him, the more we know Him, the more we experience His greatness. And the more we begin to walk in expectation. Knowing that every day is an opportunity for God to do what He does. I've just had that in my heart every day. I've just been praying, do what You do. That's just been in my heart, my spirit. God, do what You do. Do what You do. Lord, whatever situation is, hallelujah, You do what You do, God. I'm going to get it. Bring it, God. Come on. Bring it, Lord. Bring it. Come on. Do you need God to bring it? Come on. Stand your feet. Do you need God to bring it to a situation right now? Come on. Everybody here. Whatever it is, come on, even in your own life, maybe a place of unstableness, I want you to say, God, bring it. Come on, say it like you mean it. Come on. God, bring it, hallelujah. Bring it, hallelujah, God, Lord. Unleash Your Spirit, God, Lord, that I can move in the way that You've called me to move, God. That I might grow up, God. That I can trust You, God. Lord, that I'm not moved or waved by things that come my way, but I stand and I'm not shaken, hallelujah, because I have expectation to know that You're with me, God. Lord, that You caused me to learn to sleep in the midst of a storm, God. Lord, that I'm not affected by it, God, Lord, but I can stand and know, hallelujah, that my God reigns. Lord, I thank You for that, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that each one here, whatever it is right now, God, Lord, I pray to give us the strength to deal with it right now. Lord, we have given it to You, God. And Lord, we're learning to trust. God, Lord, sometimes I got to keep giving it back to You. I got to keep giving it back to You because I keep trying to take control. I got to give it back to You, God. I got to keep giving it back to You, God. Lord, because You said that You test our reins. You test our reins to see who's in charge. Lord, take the reins. I give them to You. Lord, every single day, to God, Lord, I every one of us come to that place to say, here are the reins, God. Lord, I can't drive this. I need You. Lord, we give You glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Bless somebody. I hope you were ministered to. Amen. Bring a friend Saturday night.